Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week, we're continuing in our study on the power of the tongue, looking at the Word of God to see what God says about the words of our mouths. And today, we're talking about bridling the tongue, speech to avoid. The Bible is filled with references regarding speech, regarding how the tongue, how the mouth, how words are used. We're going to focus specifically on what the Bible says about the types of speech that we should avoid. In James chapter 1, verse 26, in the Amplified Translation, we find this statement: "If anyone thinks himself to be religious, piously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless, futile, barren." Those are strong words, but it gives us the serious tone that God carries regarding how we use the words of our mouth. God is saying to us in that scripture that regardless of how religious you may think you are and how much you make sure that you observe and dutifully perform religious duties that you feel are vital and according to the Word of God, if you overlook the fact that God's Word is so clear about bridling your tongue, that God looks at your religious service as being worthless. And we don't want to be people that God takes that view of, but instead we want to study the Word and find out what types of speech God wants us to avoid and how God does want us to use our mouths and the words of our mouths. God also told us in 1 Peter 3:10 that in order to have an enjoyable life, that we must restrain our tongue from evil and deceptive speech. It says, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile." God's Word defines unholy speech for us in many, many scriptures. And we're going to go over some of the specific things that God's Word calls unholy with regard to speech. The first one I'll bring to your attention is the issue of murmuring and complaining. In Philippians 2:14, it says this: "Do all things without grumbling and fault-finding and complaining." You know, in our society, fault-finding has become almost a national pastime. We see articles in the newspaper and articles on news reports broadcasting the faults of leaders and other people in the public eye. This is the type of speech that God clearly says is not acceptable to Him. God does not want us to be people who are always fault-finding others or complaining or murmuring about our circumstances or complaining about our job or complaining about the company that we work for. Instead, understand that that spirit that's behind complaining and murmuring is literally the enemy of a thankful heart. And that is what God wants us to cultivate, a heart of gratitude and thankfulness. In our society, we have so much to be grateful for. The fact that you have a job, the fact that you have somewhere to go to work every day, and a paycheck that you get at the end of the week or month, those are things to be thankful for. If your situation isn't ideal, pray that God will bring another opportunity. But do not use your mouth to fall into the sin of murmuring and complaining. Other types of speech that God's Word stands against include using your mouth or the words of your mouth to utter words of doubt about God's character or about His Word, speaking words of unbelief or a lack of faith. such as, I don't know why I bother to pray. Nothing ever seems to happen. That type of speech is not what God would have you do with your words. That's an opportunity for the enemy of your soul to discourage you and to come against you as you are trying to pray and believe God for something. Don't fall into that sin or that temptation to question whether God answers prayer or anything else about God's good character. You know, in Malachi 3:13 and 14, God rebuked the Israelites for something very similar. He said this, your words, and he was talking to the people, your words have been stout against me, or hard against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinances? You know, when you are standing and believing God's word for something, don't fall into this temptation to question whether God's word is true or good. Those expressions of frustration that come out in the form of statements of unbelief or doubt or questioning of God are hard against God, his word says. And that's the kind of speech that God calls unholy. Speak words of faith that God is a good God. He does answer prayer. Even if it's not being answered yet, God will answer. Other types of speech that we need to avoid include judgmental, critical, and condemning speech. Matthew 7, 1 through 5 is the well-known passage where God clearly says, through the words of Jesus, judge not, lest you be judged. Jesus was telling the people that they had no business becoming the judges of others. And yet in our society, judging your boss or the government or those you observe is very common. And yet God does not allow us that privilege. He holds that for himself, that he is the judge of all the earth, and that we're not to appoint ourselves as judge and critic of other people. Have you been complaining and critical and judgmental of other people, of your in-laws, of your supervisor at the office? Don't fall into this. This is a sin in God's eyes, and it does not reap any good thing for you. Instead, it will sow seeds of discontent in your own heart. Pray for the person that you see that has faults, that needs help. Perhaps they're not the best supervisor. Pray for God to give them wisdom. Don't criticize them with your mouth. Gossip is also a type of speech that God's word clearly tells us we're not to have any part of. You know, gossip is simply repeating negative information about others, even if the account is believed to be accurate. Titus 3:2 says that we are to speak evil of no person. Speak evil of no man, it says. That doesn't leave us room to have anyone that we're to gossip or repeat negative information about, even if the person is a convicted felon. We're not allowed by the word of God here to speak evil of even that person. God is a God of grace and mercy, and he wants us to be imitators of him. Give out grace and mercy with your speech. Don't be repeating negative information or gossiping about others' faults. Also, something that is very common in our culture is to be critical of authority figures or government leaders. It seems to be also a favorite thing in the media to be critical of the president or critical of the governor, critical of those in governmental positions of authority. And yet the word of God clearly tells us we're not to do that. We're instructed by the Bible to pray for our leaders. It didn't say pray if the leaders are good leaders. It said we're to pray for our leaders of our country. And at the time that the scriptures were written and the epistles were written where this is stated, the government situation was not favorable toward the people. It was a harsh government. It was the Roman government over the Jews at that time was not the best situation. And God knows that we may live in a time where our government leaders are certainly far from perfect, and yet we're not allowed to exercise our mouth to speak critical words about government leaders or other people in authority. If you're a student, don't be critical of your teacher. Pray for your teacher. Pray for the governor. Pray for the president. Ask God to give the person wisdom and to help them to do their job and to be a blessing to the nation. A few other things I'll mention as we close today. There are many, many hundreds of scriptures that deal with other areas, but other types of speech that we're not to get involved in are things like the discussion of evil deeds. Ephesians 5:12 says, "It's a shame to speak or to mention the things which some people practice in secret." And yet we often see articles or news reports that detail the perverse doings of a mass murderer or a mass rapist or child molester. We are not to repeat or discuss the evil deeds of other people. The Bible tells us that the purpose of our speech is to minister grace to the hearers. And you know what? Talking about the wicked deeds of other people does not minister any grace, and we are not to engage in that. It doesn't build anyone up. In fact, it'll plant seeds of unclean thoughts or even fear in people to discuss such things. Let's take what the Bible says seriously, and let's bridle our tongue according to the Word of God and avoid the types of speech that the Bible calls unholy. That's all the time we have for today, but I want to encourage you, if you'd like more study on this subject of the power of the tongue, just write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries. And for any donation of $30 or more to this radio ministry, we'll send you a 10-tape series called The Power of the Tongue. Just ask for it, The Power of the Tongue, when you write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.